Good afternoon, Tanya.
Good afternoon.
What is a third culture kid?
A third culture kid? Basically, it's someone who grows up outside their passport country, so child of an expatriate family. But the third culture thing tends to trip people up a little bit. So first culture is your passport culture, so that's anywhere that you have a legal recognition, like a passport or permanent residency. Second culture is geographic, and that's anywhere you've lived. And third culture is the shared experiences of living in between those two places. So it's not really one country plus two plus three. It's three different kinds of experiences.
And every experience is unique, but is there a common thread that runs through all third culture kids?
There's definitely some similarities, because what we're talking about is the shared experience of being between countries. So even though every person's individual journey is unique, there are definitely some similar reactions and some similar experiences that happen because of living that way. So the two that come up most frequently are centered around that being in between and the transience of relationships. So my book was called Misunderstood because that's the word that came up in almost every interview I did. And I did over 200 interviews, and almost every kid would talk about this experience of being misunderstood, because almost everyone in their life could only understand one piece of their experience from one country or one culture. And then, you know, when you have transient relationships, so you're moving or other people are moving away, there's this sense that, relationships aren't permanent. So the phrase I got a lot from people was, everybody leaves. And so there's a lot of different ways that you react to that, and ways that you choose to live when you think that every relationship you start is inevitably going to end.
Yeah, definitely. And how do third culture kids deal with the identity crisis?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It depends on the individual. There's lots of different ways that you attack that. For some people, they try to pick one. So I'm going to identify just with my passport country, and that's it. And I'm going to be very adamantly like this. I want this accent and this country's the best and this everything. Others go the opposite direction. They want to identify completely with the country that they're living in, even if that country doesn't recognize them. So they may be a different ethnicity, or they may not speak the language or whatever it is. So they want to identify completely with that and don't want to identify their passport country. But I think for most CCKs, there's a sense of trying to balance all those influences and how to be all of those things at once in a world that tries to force us to fit into one box. And actually that usually gets difficult after you go back, so after you move to your passport country. Because as long as you're living an international life, people kind of go, okay, well, of course you've got more than one influence. But when you're living in your passport country with the passport from there, and especially if you've got the accent that goes along or the look that goes along, people find it difficult to recognize that you feel connected to other places as well. So actually often it comes up more in their 20s, those kind of issues.
And besides defining home, what are some other challenges that kids are faced with?
Yeah, so home is tricky. But I think as kids, what's tricky about home is all these choices have been made for me. What am I going to do about that? How am I going to identify with one country or another? As an adult, the issue changes to, I'm now the one in control. I'm now making the decisions about where I live. And that can get a little bit... people can feel quite anxious about that, actually. So what are these choices that I'm making, and how do I decide which place? How do I choose one place out of all the potential places in the world? Making decisions can be difficult. And so I think it becomes about creating home. How do I make a place feel like home for me?
Yeah, definitely. And what are some of the benefits of being a third culture kid?
Oh, definitely big benefits there. Apart from the fact that pretty much you could go around the world and have places couch surf, or there's always a friend awake at whatever time of day, I think one of the biggest benefits is, you know, it's tricky straddling multiple cultures and having those different influences, but once you've worked through that, you get to a person who is able to intuitively understand that there's more than one way to see any situation. And I think that's a huge plus, just in life generally, but especially as our world becomes more globalized. I also see really strong empathy, which I think is quite connected to that in a lot of CCKs.
And as people mature, what unique experiences sets aside these third culture kids from the rest of the adult world?
Well, I think building on that idea of, you know, seeing the world, like knowing that there's different ways to come at any situation. CCKs tend to be good problem solvers. Like, they can see creative solutions. They listen to other voices, outside voices. They can, they tend to be less boxed in by this is the only way that you think about this. So I think it can be quite strong in different job settings. But I don't know that CCKs really, especially once they get past 25 or 30, really necessarily stand out necessarily. I think that, you know, they have the strength of being able to choose to sit in if they want to. So it's really up to them how much they want to stand out or not. I think that their strong empathy can lead them off into sort of different forms of advocacy or maybe some sort of activism, which is great. But I don't think that's necessarily just a CCK thing. I just think they have a bit of a boost and a bonus when it comes to being able to interact with people cross-culturally and with empathy and, you know, creatively seeing the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it has been a very interesting topic, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Absolutely, my pleasure.